March 24th, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." I have come today to address unbelievers. These are the ones who cannot find or accept the truth. They do not accept sin as sin. They do not accept heaven's many interventions, and especially this apparition here, that define truth. Unbelievers choose arrogance over humility. I say this, for it takes humility to admit your opinion is wrong and to accept the truth. So many do not want to own up to human error. It is this attitude that obstructs the way to conversion of heart. Self-righteousness possesses many hearts and holds them captive to untruth. These hearts propagate and support misinformation. Their goal is to increase the population of unbelievers. In truth, they are strengthening evil. It is the enemy's job to make good look evil and evil look good. These times are intrinsically evil. The future of the world depends upon man's ability to discern good from evil, so that he can avoid popular pitfalls. In humility, pray for discernment. Reference to the apparitions associated with the messages of holy love at Maranatha Spring and Shrine. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 18 through 20. The synopsis: the wisdom of the world is the wisdom of arrogant men, which is foolishness with God. Take no pride in the wisdom of men, but be humble in the wisdom of God. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, "He catches the wise in their craftiness." And again, "The Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 25. Therefore, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.